Hi, I'm John Forrest, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN, and I'm still the champ.
On the road with Dane Ford, WGN, at World of Wheels in Rosemont with the legend, one of the greatest drivers of all time for NHRA, the one and only John Forrest. Welcome to the show.
Good to be on the show. Good to be back in Chicago. And looking forward to coming to Route 66 in Joliet. There's the boss right behind me. Is that sucking up or what? But no, we are. It's a great racetrack. We'll probably be testing there because that's where you can learn. It's got great surface. And I'm excited. I love Chicago. Look at this show here.
Oh, my God.
I'm here with Chevrolet Performance here in this crowd. I was here last night. The crowd's unbelievable.
You love Chicago. You love Route 66. It loves you back. I mean, John, can you believe it? As you travel the country, one thing remains the same, and it's fans. Here in Chicago, you have so many.
Well, I had a great crowd Friday night. A lot of people getting off work. But I brought in Courtney and Robert Hyde today, and the place is packed. So we're excited. Hey, how about those Chicago Cubs?
I am looking forward to, we're not going to divulge anything, but I'm looking forward to some John Force presence right at Wrigley Field. I know that just as a lot of the Cubs and certainly a lot of their fans love racing, you guys do love the Cubs.
Well, you know, we're from Los Angeles. Robert's a big Dodger fan. But the truth is that we're in Chicago, and I've become a fan. Like, I'm even though the Rams are out in California, I'm a fan of the Cowboys in Dallas, probably because of the cheerleaders. But what Chicago did to stay all these years and get that goat out of the building.
Oh my God.
I mean, everybody became a fan of Chicago. They finally got the deal back.
Yes, you are right. If you're just a fan of sports in general and great stories and overcoming adversity, that's what you have to be excited about with the Cubs.
See, you thought I was going the wrong way. I know what city I'm in, but what I'm saying is we're all Chicago fans now because of that. So, hey, let's get them Bears going.
Well, there are so many fans of motorsports and cars here, not just racing, certainly so many for what you do, but racing fans love cars in general. There are cars from, like, just the whole scope of automotive world. When you come to a show like this, World of Wheels, and you get to see so many cars in such great condition, do you think to yourself, this is the car that John Force needs in his garage when he gets back?
Yeah, this is it's a good time for me in my career. At my age, I'm 67 years old, but I'm with my family all the time. I was out here, Tommy Johnson Jr. drives for Schumacher. He was here last night with the fans. We were both entertaining, having a good time, and that's really what it's all about. It's a job, but when you love your job, it makes it so easy. But I'm here with the Peak Chevrolet right now at the Chevrolet Performance, and of course, Monster Energy's with us.
Yep.
Courtney, which I keep wanting to say Traxxas, God bless them too. They're still with NHRA. And with us, but she drives the Advanced Auto Parts and Robert with the Auto Club Chevrolet. So, Mac Tool, we're back in business. Go get them Cubs. Where's that goat at?
The goat is dead, but you have brought the family situation back to racing. Talk a little bit about how exciting it is to have the daughters involved and have everybody involved with the team and get on board with what you're doing.
I think I'm making you stress. Am I not supposed to bring up that goat? Is that bad karma?
No, okay. The goat is gone. But it is satisfying, right, to bring the family in and have the girls racing with you and have them kind of in the family business.
Yeah, well,
and yes, the goat is gone.
My kids grew up around racing. You know, they've been to every track on the circuit. Brittany, Courtney, and Ashley when they were in diapers. They've all driven funny cars like me. Still love it. Ashley took a few years off to have some kids. Got two grandsons. Now she wants a girl. And of course, Robert's got my granddaughter, Autumn. So she's driving junior dragsters on the NHRA circuit. So NHRA, a great organization. You know, we put 1,000,004 people watched us on TV live at Pomona. I don't know the numbers yet from Phoenix, but that's huge. I know the TV stuff. I know how it works.
Yep.
So we have our own TV production company. So really exciting, the growth of our sport.
Yep.
And hey, if you haven't seen drag racing, come to the racetrack, see it live. It's the greatest show on earth. It's P.T. Barnum at 330 miles an hour.
Courtney had mentioned, of course, every ticket a pit pass, and I will contend, I've said it 1,000,000 times, and I know that you know this, that there is no way to replicate being there in person for an NHRA event.
Well, Fox does a pretty good job showing it, the sound, the noise, the light, the feeling, the experience, everything that you get, that you see on TV, it's great. But if you can go to the track and see it in Joliet, unbelievable to be there and feel the ground shake underneath you, to see 10,000 horsepower, 20,000 when two cars are running. 10,000 is more than the whole 40 cars at a NASCAR race horsepower, 335 miles an hour. And it's just, it's unbelievable. And going down a racetrack in less than 4 seconds, my daughter ran 367 in the top fuel car. Courtney ran 335 in the funny car. So it's the greatest show on earth. Get the kids, come out there to Joliet. be part of the experience. And do I pronounce Joliet right?
Yes, you did. Route 66, you're going to see the stars of NHRA, and of course, its biggest star, John Force, there as well. Last question, a lifetime in motorsports, the kids grew up with it, but what was your first car ever?
My first car was a 54 Chevy, four-door, and I shaved the rear door handles to make it look like a two-door. Six-cylinder engine, three-speed on the dash, which I ended up putting a big old Chevrolet engine in it, a giant one, 400-inch or something, and of course, four-speed on the floor. I loved racing. Chevrolet was the first car. I started my career with Chevrolet. I won six, seven championships. I did move over to another brand, but I finally come home, and I'm excited to be here. I'm with Old World Industries, Peak, antifreeze, coolant, motor oils now, and also with Blue Def for the truck line, but they're out of Chicago, and I'm part of that, and they said, and this is the first that has ever that I've ever heard of, they signed me to drive as long as I want to drive. And at my age, it may not be too long, but I bet it is.
High praise back with Chevrolet back in Chicago where he belongs. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks so much for being on the show, John Force.
Love your show, and love Joliet. And love Chicago.